You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Dave Ansell. On to our main topic now, and 2014 has been declared to be the year of code, with one campaign aiming to encourage children across the country to get coding for the first time. This September, computer programming will also be introduced to the UK school timetable for every child between 5 and 16, and that means that the UK will be the first major economy in the world to implement this on a national level. So why is computer programming and getting kids into computer science so important? We're joined by Eben Upton and Carrie-Anne Philbin, and they're from the Raspberry Pi Foundation. Hello to both of you.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. So tell us, first of all, Eben, what is a Raspberry Pi? Better start off and explain.
A Raspberry Pi is a credit card-sized $25 computer that a group of us here in Cambridge created to try and teach kids to code, to try and give kids that experience we used to have in the 1980s.
I can fondly remember coming up to Cambridge, it would have been 1984, and going to the Cambridge computer store to buy my BBC Model B microcomputer, which then taught me the rudiments of computer programming. And I was bereft when there was nothing really to replace it in the next decade, because I just felt there was nothing there to engage kids the way that that did. And I suppose, was that sort of part of your motivation?
Absolutely. So I'm a little younger than you. I got my BBC Micro when I was a kid in 1988, and it was a very secondhand, very battered piece of hardware then. But the day I got my BBC Micro, my Lego went in a drawer and never came out again, because it was just the most transformative experience for me. I had been a Lego kid, and then I was a BBC Micro kid from then on out.
And Carrie-Anne, you're originally a school teacher. You're now obviously working with these guys, so they obviously regard your school experience as fundamental to trying to get Raspberry Pi and the coding regime into the classroom. What's the current problem?
How do you mean a problem? Do you mean problem for young people?
Why are we not teaching kids programming in school?
Well, I think for a long time we weren't teaching programming in primary and secondary schools, just simply because it wasn't on the curriculum. A lot of teachers would not have known how to teach it either. So it was missing for a long time with a curriculum that wanted to teach young people skills that they thought were necessary for the workplace, digital literacy skills that would make a young person employable later on. And I think what actually happened was programming and the skills of programming, and not just programming, but understanding how computers work and how networks work and what the internet is made up of and how all that stuff happens, all just kind of got lost, sadly.
I mean, my feeling as an external to all this is that computer science largely became regarded as a sort of extended workshop in how to make Microsoft Word work or how to do a spreadsheet, rather than actually fundamentally understanding how you make a computer work.
I think a large aspect of the previous curriculum did involve that. I can say I taught the old curriculum and I did have to teach Word and PowerPoint and Excel. But, you know, a good teacher takes that curriculum and they see how they can actually introduce computing concepts to it. I taught sequencing and I taught control quite often in the previous curriculum. I think the movement towards a new curriculum, a computing curriculum, has actually been led by teachers, good teachers, who saw that we'd lost those wonderful skills. You know, I'm old enough also to remember BBC Micro. There was one in my primary school classroom. And, you know, I started Turtle Graphics on that because I was particularly good at maths in primary school. But as I went through secondary school, I wouldn't consider myself to be very academic. You know, I didn't get A stars and A's at GCSEs. But computer programming, what I was doing at home, was empowering me as an individual. And that's what led me into my career and ultimately to bring it back into the classroom.
And Eben, why should someone go and buy a Raspberry Pi? Because, quite frankly, you could do with your laptop or your desktop whatever you could do on a Raspberry Pi, couldn't you? I mean, it's just Linux. I can install a copy of that. It's free. And Python is the programming language you're using. I can go and get that for free off the internet and install that on my desktop.
Why Absolutely.
Buy a Raspberry Pi?
And I think we suggest people should do that. It simply isn't the case, though, that all children have a laptop or a desktop computer that they can install these tools onto. If they do, they absolutely should. I think the thing the Raspberry Pi, that we found that children find very enjoyable about the Raspberry Pi, is you can connect it to physical hardware. So unlike a PC, it has these interfacing capabilities. It turns out, you know, moving a pixel around on the screen is nowhere near as cool as it was when I was a kid in the 1980s. Moving an object around in the real world is just as cool, or possibly even more cool now you can connect that object to the internet.